We're in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from me to the left hand or to the right, and that thou mayest prosper with whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Who am I speaking to this morning? For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let light break forth like dawn as I speak. Let scales fall off and let men hear beyond the voice of a man. Let them hear the very voice behind the voice. We yield our spirits to be instructed by you. I am asking the Holy Spirit, take your place, be active here and now. Let there be activation. Let there be revelation. Let there be transformation and alignment, that at the end of this service, let Jesus be glorified and the saints edified. Send that anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy, even for the edification of the saints this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You may please have your seat. Faith and courage. I want to stay on faith and courage in this service, and third service we will dig deeper into something else. A lot of people I've met, and I believe a lot of people on earth, have desires to be great and to do something awesome with their lives. But you must understand that life demands more than desire. You must understand that you can have good intentions, but they are not enough for you to walk into the corridors of the great. And if you have to do something great with your life and become something greater, you will need to be courageous. Somebody shout, courage.
Courage.
I've met people and they say they have faith. But listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, all the promises of God without courage will amount to nothing. If you want to possess what God has given to you, then you must be courageous. Courageous. Oh, thank you. I like this. You could increase it a little, but I like this. Thank you. Many are waiting for the day that there will be no confrontations for them to walk into the manifestation of their prophecy. They are waiting for the day that there will be no fight, that there will be no challenge, and they will just easily walk through the door. They are waiting for the day that there will be no opposition. They are waiting for the day that the sea will be so calm. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that, because if a Peter will ever do something outside this world, then he will have to do it regardless of the storm. And that will be Matthew chapter 14. The Bible begins to tell us that deep in the night, Jesus was walking on the water to the boat, but something was happening also with the sea. It was boisterous. The storm was serious. And guess what? They will ask Jesus, "Jesus, is that you?" And Jesus will say, "That is me." And one person in the midst of all that, because ladies and gentlemen, if you are going to be that person that will bring light to your family, do something different, then you must be courageous. You can't walk like other people. You can't think like other people. The fear that keeps others down cannot and will not and should not keep you down, because in the midst of 12 people sitting in that boat, going through a tough time, struggling to keep it steady in the midst of the storm, one person will look at Jesus and say, "Jesus, if that is you, bid me to come." And Jesus will say, "Come." It is one thing to get a prophecy. It is one thing to get a word from God. But it's another thing to be courageous to step out of the boat. The reason why you are still where you are is not necessary because you don't have faith or you've not heard a word from God. It's because, oh God, you need liver. You need mind. You need courage. You need courage. You need courage. You need courage. And Peter will step out. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is any time not to step out of the boat, will be when the storm is raging. If there is any time not to step out of the boat, will be that time that you're not sure what will happen. But if you will ever make news, if you ever do something significant, even with your life, if you ever do something that generations and generations to come will ever talk about, at times it will not be when all is calm. It will be in the midst of the storm. To be in the midst of the storm. Waiting for everything to be okay. You will never do anything great. Ladies and gentlemen, begins to tell me also a story about a young man named David in the scripture. This young man one day was called from the backside of life and he came to meet the prophet. He never understood that that was his ordination service, but he showed up regardless. And I could imagine the prophet looking at him and say, hey, young man, I missed everybody in Israel. You, God has chosen you to be king. I can imagine the confusion. I can imagine David wondering what was happening here, and he will kneel and the oil will be poured upon his head. But ladies and gentlemen, he has been declared to be king. He has been ordained to be king, and standing up from there, he will think he's going to the palace. But sir, palaces and thrones don't come without a fight. You can carry the anointing, but to sit and to walk in it, it will demand you to fight. And a fight will demand courage. And ladies and gentlemen, David will go back even to the bush. Child of God, at times, to still be there walking for the throne. And you are not yet at the throne, will demand some level of courage. For you to be there where you are putting in your best and it looks like nothing seems to be adding up. Sir, you need courage to stand. You need courage to be bold. You need courage to believe in tomorrow. You need courage. Courage. And one day a fight will break out, and guess what? A man named Goliath will show from nowhere and tell them that, hey, if anybody can take me out, you will rule. And the one that was king, Saul, could not stand him. The children of Israel, though they had a covenant, could not stand. And David will show, anointed for the throne, but no throne yet to sit on. That throne will come with a fight. And for you to sit on that throne, you have to be courageous. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be Goliath standing in front of the children of Israel. And the Bible records that for 40 days, none of them could challenge Goliath. None of them could stand against Goliath. Hey, child of God, don't allow that situation to intimidate you. Don't allow what you're going through to talk you down. You are great and you are going somewhere to happen. You are a child of prophecy. You carry a word from God. You are not ordinary. What you just need, courage. Because ladies and gentlemen, this would be a young boy named David strolling out of nowhere. And he would say, hey, Goliath, who are you that tries to defile the people of God? Ladies and gentlemen, these children of Israel, for 40 days, they stayed looking at Goliath and could not challenge him. They had a God but had no heart. They were all covenant children but had no liver, no courage. So, if you don't fight, you won't win. If you don't fight, you will not understand what it means to be a victor. You'll be a victim. When things happen for people, most times when we hear, what we hear is, they were just lucky, they were just lucky, they were just lucky. Hey, sir, nobody gets lucky in prosperity. No, sir. I would just say, oh, it was luck. But you need to find out where they are coming from. You need to find out what they survived. You see that person looking good sitting next to you, smelling so nice, and you are looking at them, and if you're not careful, at the end of service, have you seen some people, they walk outside to the car park and they are touching some cars and claiming it. Hey, hold on. As you claim the car, you have to claim some fight, because that car did not come without a fight. That marriage did not come without a fight. Hey, I didn't get here without a fight. I got here by courage. 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 You got a God, but you need a heart. You have a word, but you need a heart. Courage. 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 No man rises by luck. Courage. You have to find out what they fought, what they survived to get to where they are. Everything is available, but not everything is accessible without a fight. Oh, let me say that again. Everything is available, but not everything is accessible without a fight. All things are yours by availability, but you need to take a step of courage to possess it. Without contention, there is no possession. Oh, wake up. Wake up. I came with a strong word for you. This is not a time to give up. There's still more ahead of you. Wake up. Wake up. What you need now is courage. You got the word already. What you need is courage. Courage. Let me tell somebody, you need courage. You need some courage. You need some courage. People who have vision are hardly discouraged and deterred. Ah, let me help you. Let me help you. I know you woke up yesterday, or maybe you step out and it looks like what you planned for didn't go the way you planned, and you came back home. Oh God, drink water, chop well, sleep. Wake up next day and continue. Continue. Listen to me. The day of your biggest breakthrough never shows up on your forehead on that day. You will get it when you step out. You will get it when you step out. Those who see ahead are not held down in the now. Vision will make you restless. Make you restless. When I see a man that is too cold and too relaxed for destiny, sir, you did not come to the face of the earth to count cars. You did not come to escort anybody. You have one life to live. Live it to the fullest. Fulfill destiny. When I see certain men who are cold about life, cold, too relaxed for destiny, it's because they have nothing in front of them. Nothing in front of them. Have you seen a child learning how to walk? At times you tell that child to walk and the child is still looking at you and not walking. Just get a toy, get a biscuit or get something and put it in front of that child. You will notice that child trying to move. Some of you need to visit your vision again. Some of you need to hear from God again. You need, something must be burning on your inside. Every day, wake up with something that will speak courage to your heart. Obedience to God's word calls for courage. My God, we're good. Obedience to God's word calls for courage. Holy Ghost, let's do this. There are many things that God has said to you. Things he wants to accomplish with you, through you, for you, and even by you. But they will remain a dream if you don't have courage. It's not just enough to be a dreamer. Wake up. I've got a dream. Oh God, you need courage too. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Many people don't have the courage to obey God. Many people don't have the courage to trust God. Courage, courage. You need courage. Even for God's word to be fulfilled and accomplished in your life, you need courage. You know why? Because God will never tell you to do something on your level. Every time God speaks to you, he's speaking to you above your pay grade. So you will need courage to walk with God. You will need courage. You will need courage. Now this is Joshua. Because of time, I can't go through all that scripture, but it's a popular read, and I know that you've heard about it. But this is Joshua right now going to take on that same project that Moses did not complete. Going to take on a land called the Promised Land. And let me even start from verse 9. Let me go to verse 9 of Joshua chapter 1. He says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whatsoever thou goest. I can imagine how that word sound, telling me that everywhere I go, God is with me. I can imagine how that word sound, telling me that I'm not alone and God is walking with me. Every step, God is walking with me. But listen to me, child of God. I know God is walking with you. I understand divine presence. But the effect of divine presence is impossible without a courageous heart. Without a courageous heart. God is with you, yes, move. You know God is with you, move. You know God has told you, move. How much of God you command to follow you is determined by your courageous heart. Let me put it this way. You don't know what God can do until you find yourself taking courageous steps. You have no idea what God can do until you find yourself taking courageous steps. You don't know how much God can act until you begin to take steps in the direction that He has given to you for your life. Let me put it this way again. You don't know what God can do till you begin to do what you should do and what you can do. Oh, that's too much English. Let me put it in one sentence. Until you do what you can, God will never do what you can't. I'm speaking to somebody's life today. I decree somebody is taking their place from this service. I am speaking to somebody's life today. I decree and declare no more slackness. No more slackness. Let your amen come so powerful. You are here and you have a great dream. But you don't want to fight. You are telling yourself that God has called you and chosen you for a generation. God has called you to break something in your family, to start up something that the world has not seen, but you don't want to fight. You don't want to pray. You don't want to sow. You're not ready to serve or to make sacrifice. No, sir, it will not happen like that. You can't get into greatness without warfare. Let your praise turn to warfare, your giving to warfare, your service to warfare. You know what you are battling with. You know what your father or mother could not cross. You know, nobody seems to tell you. Nobody has to tell you again. You know, but the way you are living your life, as if you don't know that something is at stake concerning your life. The way you are going about life, as if you don't know. Pastor Paul looked at me and my friends, my brothers. One was here last week. And he said, with the height of Boko Haram happening, especially you, Pastor Mike, you're going to Bauchi, and you, Pastor Fred, you're going to Zamfara. Are you sure you guys will not change and go to another city? And we still looked at ourselves. I would say, sir, if you send us, we go. We are not going our own accord. We are going as men that have been sent. Nothing. Churches have been burnt. People killed. Nothing came close to us. One day I told God, I said, God, what happened? How can this happen and none of us, all Christians, none of us saw it? How can they attack us when we can't see it? How? The last one that happened, okay, when I just got into town, 3 months after I got into town, the church that was blue, as in after they were having a service and the moment they just closed, right there, boom, people were on the ground. I could feel it in my house. Pastors packed their load. Churches were closing. Oh God, you need courage. See that place where they run from, and there you're supposed to be. When you are having this feeling in your heart, when you know that this is it, most times it's the place that you think that they will kill you, is that place your throne is. We will not bow. You see this fire? We will enter. We will not bow. We trust our God that He is able to save us. And even if He doesn't come, sir, we will not bow. See, you have to get to that place. If I perish, I perish. If not, you will not have a testimony. How do you want to have a testimony without a test? How? You are running away. Sir, that test is for a testimony. That is how your throne will come. Do it. Go for it. We talked about Zamar. This year we had Zamar April 4th. And we started planning for it. Talk to David Dam, talk to Moses Arco, all of them, to come to Bauchi. But sir, we said we're going to use the stadium. Sitting over 8,000 people. Last year, we sat over 8,000 people in the northeast, sir. We amidst the security. See, if you follow this country, you will never become anything. Jesus Christ, help me here. If you follow the way things are going, see now, If you follow the way things are going, you will not fulfill destiny, sir. You will not fulfill it. Told them, all right, we're doing this. And we wrote to the government that we needed the stadium. Approval did not come. Fasting showed up. Governor traveled to Saudi and approval did not come. April 1st, no approval. And everybody was looking at me and saying, sir, won't you change the date? Won't you shift it? I went back to pray, and it's funny. Can I speak to some leaders? Have you read the book of Exodus? The Bible said about Moses that the children of Israel were looking at him and said, Moses, you have brought us here to kill us. Now, look at Red Sea. Look at the Egyptians. What do you mean? How will we just come and die in the wilderness? The The Bible said it was the same Moses that turned his back against them. It's not every time you explain to the people following you. He turned his back against them and talked to God. The Bible says, and he cried. Read it very well. He cried unto God. And God said, tell the people to move forward. Moses turns back to the people and said, all right, move forward. Move forward where? If you don't see it, nobody else will follow. April 1st. Pastor, won't you change the date? God told me, that is the date. Have you not been praying about it? Because there was no approval, so we could not even enter the stadium as a full church. So we used to send spies. We'll send 12 people this Sunday, go there. On Monday, send 5 people, go there. Just walk in the stadium and pray. He says, all the days you have been praying to me and calling my name, which dates did you give me? How do you want to change it now? April 2nd, no approval. April 3rd, in the morning, approval showed up. You will clap now because one man decided not to give up. That's the truth. That's the truth. April 3rd, approval showed up. And when I mean approval, even the sound gear is coming into town because we don't have it in Bauchi. They were calling me, Pastor, when are we coming? They came in April 3rd, 12 midnight. I told them, stay outside. Now, approval came April 3rd, but they did not allow us in. April 4th, by 10 a.m., that was when sound started coming. That was when they allowed us in. Everything. See, Oga, wait, your day is coming. All you have to do is just start preparing. Be courageous enough to prepare before the day shows. It takes courage. It takes courage to see what nobody is seeing, but you can see it. Courage, 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 courage. That stadium, since the inception of that city and that stadium, it has never been used like that. All through the whole night in the heart of the town. That was where we used. 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. raising the banner of Jesus. Okay, if nobody tries it, try it. Things will not change. Things will not break until you try it. Fight. Fight for your home. Fight for your future. Fight for your children. Fight concerning the prophecies. And do you know the good thing about the prophecy of God? He calls this fight a good fight. You've already won before the fight started. You are not going to lose on this one. You are not going to lose on this one. My goodness, move this. Satan is not playing with you. Oh God, this is warfare. This is warfare. Satan has an assignment to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If you give him chance, he will mess up your life. If you give him an inch, he will take a mile. James chapter 4 and verse 7 towards the empire. He says, resist the devil. Resist. Don't play. Don't manage. Don't listen. Don't try to manage. Resist him. Out. Get out. This is what God told me and I stand on that word. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. But how does this courage come? Verse 8. Joshua 1 verse 8. How does it come? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You go to work and God has given you a promise and they start saying some things. Go back to the restroom. Start speaking words. I wish I can teach you this. In the north, you see some guys, they'll just be walking and they're doing like this. You keep quiet. They are having board meeting. They say, let's take a break. I say it a lot in the north. Let's take a break. And you see Christians, that's when they go to prize wrappers during the break. They say, let's go to pray. We are coming back. And you see Christians, that is when they go to start gisting. Hey, half an hour, his family, wait till they happen. So people are praying. You are gisting. You are gisting. When they come back to the meeting, everything has changed. Once they come back, everything has changed. Satan wants to kill, to steal, to destroy. How does this courage come? This book of the law shall not depart. Shall not depart. When last did you write a scripture and paste it somewhere on your fridge? Paste it somewhere near your car. Put up a frame in your office. Let something be speaking to you, spirit to spirit. Okay? If you want to thrive, I was telling someone something when I got into Port Harcourt yesterday. I could perceive the city. Oh God, I celebrate Pastor Larry. My God. Sir, this world is becoming more spiritual. The atmosphere is becoming more spiritual because people are doing things. You are still operating from this realm. Nobody wins through life from this realm. Nobody. Oh, you don't change this. Stay there. Paste that word. Keep repeating that word. Keep saying that word. This book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. For then thou shalt make thy way. Not God will make your way. Not God. See, there are things you are waiting on God for. God is waiting for you. I'm telling you the truth. It's not God holding you. You know, let me ask someone here. You know, the other day they were talking about getting you a car and everything, and they said, let's get him possibly an SUV, something nice. It was you that said, no, it wasn't God. Oh, God. No. This will be okay. It was you, not God. There are certain decisions you are making. God is just looking at you like, he says, when you take the move, I follow. If you take this route, I follow. If you take this route, I follow. It's, God is just looking at you. Do you know how? Do you know when they say God is good? Do you know what it means? He doesn't even manipulate you. That's what it means. God is good. He allows you. It's you. What you see, how you see. Ah, yes. What the Holy Spirit can do for you, can help and refine what you are saying. He can come and tell you this thing that you are saying. This place you are going to. He doesn't even try to manipulate you. No. He allows you. The day you take that step, God will follow. This book that we are talking about, it has a way of turning chicken hearts to lion hearts. Joshua, if you must step into this, you must be courageous. But the only way for you to assess this courage to your breakthrough, stay with this book. Stay with what I said. Keep reminding yourself and remind me. Bring me to remembrance what I've said. Do you even know what God's word said? Things are happening around you, and the first thing that came out from your mind is Chimo. Okay, how much have you stored? How much of the word have you stored? How much of the word have you stored? So when situations show up, he has respect for his word. When things show up, what do you reply with? All the wisdom that is required is in this book. Men of this book are men of courage. I can show you from the scripture. You can't read and study this book and remain the same. It's impossible. This book does something to you. When you stay with it, when you meditate, it says meditate for them. As you stay with the word, something happens to you. Do you know what happens to you? The spirit of that book enters into your spirit. Something happens to you. It says that's why the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. As you are reading them, you are seeing yourself. Something is happening to you. Hey, you'll be empowered to make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. That's why Romans chapter 10 of verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by how? Hearing, and hearing of this word. See, I can show you from the scripture. Hebrews chapter 11, I call it the hall of fame. But let me take maybe four scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 2. Let me read verse 2. It says, for by this word, the elders obtain a good report. Verse 11, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive, see, and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Because why? She judged him faithful who has promised. Verse 29, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as dry ground. When the Egyptians were saying to do what they did, they drowned. So, by this word, there are steps that you take when others try it, that see we crush them, but for you, you will walk over it. Verse 30, and what more shall I say? For the time will fail me to tell you about Gideon, to tell you about Barak, to tell you about Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David, and of Michael, and of Joshua. Who am I talking to? And of Stella. I don't know who I'm talking to. Time will fail me to tell you about Samuel and the prophets. What happened to them? Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. They subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouth of lions. I feel the anointing already. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight. They turned the flight of the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead back to life again. Have you been reading this word? As you read it, something happens to you. You can see, when I read the word, I don't just read it with their name. My name, I read it with my name because he's speaking to me. You need faith and courage, sir. There are many times you might have to walk against the tide. You need courage. People will not always believe in you to succeed. You need courage. You need courage. You are waiting for everybody to clap for you. You're waiting for everybody to celebrate you. I've been asking myself, why is it that when Moses was going to the mountain with his son Isaac, he got to a place, the Bible said the moment he saw the mountain, he knew that was the mountain, it was Mount Moriah. He told his servant, stay back, I am coming. Why will he tell them to stay back? It's not everybody that can follow you to the place of sacrifice. It's not everybody that will believe in you when you stand. Sir, you will need courage to stand. When they are talking down on you, you need courage. They will gossip you, you need courage. They will try to fight you, you need courage. You must learn how to stand. You can't be loved by everybody. Courage. You can't be accepted. At times it's your family members that will not believe. You need courage to stand alone. You need courage. It is not a crime to be alone. In fulfilling your destiny and nobody seems to be there, it's not a crime. It's not a crime. God is not against you. There are things you will learn alone. You are trying to explain to everybody. You cannot do this with everybody. They might not clap for you every time. Okay, you need courage. When they are not there, you need courage. When they are there, you need courage. 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 Okay, my time is up, but let me bless someone else. Courage to stand when others bow. Courage to believe when nothing makes sense. Courage to carry what others are running away from. I know it seems like you are overwhelmed. You seem tired. You seem uncertain. You feel weak. But I call upon the God who gives power to the faint. And to those who have no might, the Bible says he increases strength. So in the name that is above every other name, I speak to your life and to your destiny. Today, your strength will not fail you. In the day of adversity, I decree and declare, your strength will not fail you. In the name of Jesus, somebody under the sound of my voice, from this service, receive boldness. From this service, receive courage. From this service, receive strength. I decree, call courage to believe again. Courage to obey. When it is hard, when it is tough, courage. Courage. When it is hard, when it is tough, when it looks like nobody's around, I speak courage into your spirit. I decree and declare, if it means you to stand alone, to ensure that your family break out, I speak courage into your spirit. I decree and declare over someone here, courage to pursue your prophecy. Courage. Courage. Even when there are no signs. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not every time that God will show you a sign. Boy, close this. My time, I still have so much, but let me stop here. It's not every time. By the way, I hope you know that signs are not even for believers. They are for unbelievers. They are for unbelievers. So there are times you will tell God to do certain things. And you are saying, God, God has told you. And you are saying, God, if it is you, show me this sign, show me this. That's why you have not seen anything. And you are thinking it's God. You are thinking, oh, God is against you. That's why you have not seen anything, because you are still waiting for a sign. Okay, when he says it, he means it. When he says it, he means it. Take the step. Be bold. Be courageous. Take your promise. Courage to fulfill prophecy. Courage. Courage. There are so many of you, and I see fire on your head. I know you are going somewhere to happen, and I came to infuse courage into your spirit, and I decree and declare over you, let courage rise from within you right now in the name of Jesus. Now somebody give God some quality praise this morning.